As we prepare to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there are numerous events planned and taking place in our community. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those is a keynote speech by Dr. Terrence Roberts at Eastern Michigan University, Monday, January 20th. And we are honored to be joined by Dr. Roberts right now on 89.1 WEMU. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. You are probably best known as what is referred to as one of the Little Rock Nine. Do you want to refresh people's memory about what that is, or do you want me to?
I sure take a shot at it.
Okay.
I'm one of a group of nine young people who were involved in the desegregation of a high school in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. That's 3 years after the passage or the rendering of the Supreme Court decision in 1954, Brown v. Board of Education, which declared discrimination to be unconstitutional. Citizens in Little Rock were not prepared to make that step even in 57, and so we met tremendous opposition. In fact, the governor called out the National Guard to keep us out, and 3 weeks later, it took the might of the U.S. military to actually take us to school. So for that entire year, we were there only because the Army was there to prevent the others from literally taking us out.
Now, admittedly, that was 63 years ago. How strong is the memory for you of that whole experience?
Oh, quite strong. I mean, if you go through something like that, it's indelibly imprinted. Doesn't go away.
Did you realize at the time you were making history?
Not in that sense, in terms of the global impact, only in the sense that we do, all of us make history every day. I understood that, but the other part, the more in-depth part, that came later, much later during the year. My awareness grew because I, along with the other eight, became objects of attention from people all over the globe. I used to get mail signed Terry Roberts, USA. It would wind up in my mailbox. And I thought, okay, so this thing is a lot bigger than we ever thought.
And what were people writing to you and saying?
Mostly, especially from the international folk, mostly letters of support. Now, that's in contrast to a lot of the mail we got from folk inside the U.S., because that tended toward, we don't want you there, please leave, to put it mildly.
So you were 15 years old in 1957?
I was.
And here we are, as I said, over 60 years later. How have things changed in your view?
Well, unfortunately, fundamental things have not changed. We've had some surface changes, the cosmetic things. And they've been good. I mean, doors have been opened. Opportunities have become apparently available to more than just white citizens. But the underlying problem remains unaddressed. And that's one of our ongoing difficulties.
And what is that underlying problem?
Well, to look at our history, to look at our historical record, and speak the truth about it, to really come to terms with what that has meant for this country, especially starting off by enslaving a group of people to provide free labor to build the country. That's never really been recognized as such. We do have some memory of slavery, some talk about it, but it's often couched in language that tries to minimize the impact of the people who were on the people who were enslaved. That's primarily the focus. But indeed, we need to look at what that has done to the national psyche. How do you move forward after that episode? Hundreds of years of that, by the way, without addressing it, telling the truth about it so people truly understand what has happened and perhaps even why it happened. But now we operate as if there is a linguistic fiction that is our reality, and the truth remains, again, unaddressed.
Address it by a conversation with the country, or how do you
yes,
think we should...
I would think we would have to have dialogue at almost every level. We'd have to start with the national level. For instance, I would envision the person who occupies the White House as president would set the tone, would say to the American people, look, for centuries we've ignored the reality, we've danced around it, we've played games with it, but it is now time for us to take a hard look at it, to admit something similar to what folk in Germany have done in the wake of the Hitler regime. The German governments henceforth made a pledge to really speak the truth about what happened, take responsibility for their involvement, and then teach young people about that truth. That's something we've never done. In fact, when you look at textbooks in this country, regionally they differ, by the way. I read a recent article from the LA Times comparing social studies textbooks in Texas and California. The textbooks are published by the same company, and yet the verbiage in the Texas edition is quite different from the one you get in California. In Texas, kids get a very watered-down view of the historical record. The truth is unspoken.
Who can share the truth then? We're talking to Dr. Terrence Roberts. He'll be the keynote speaker at Eastern Michigan University's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration Monday, January 20th. Do you think that's something that can be addressed individually? I know you mentioned the White House.
Ironically, it's all written down. Historians have been astute in their ability to capture the essence. They've written it down. But we interpret it quite differently based on our notions of what we want people to learn. That is what I see. So I think it is, in terms of using myself as an example, as a young man, I was very confused about why I was restricted to a very small part of the community. I was not at all involved in the center of action based on the law and the custom. When I was born in the year 41, we were operating under the aegis of the Plessy decision, 1896, where the dictum of separate but equal was codified. Interesting to note, this wasn't the start of anything. Plessy didn't start it. Plessy simply underscored what had been going on for centuries before. And I was a young person coming face to face with that for the first time and thinking, how did this happen? Who let this happen? So I began to do my own research, and I went to the history books, and I found it. It's written down. It's there for all to see. So it's not hidden. It's not a mystery. But it's just in our interpretation of the facts that gets us into real trouble. Just as one glaring example, there are many who suggest that, quote, slavery was a benign institution. Masters were fair and treated people equally, etc. That's total nonsense. And yet, we feed on that, and it does not equip us as adults to really contend with the issues that keep bubbling up as a consequence of not addressing the reality that's there.
Is that what you'll be talking about during your keynote address at EMU?
No. I will be talking mainly about Martin Luther King because that's what we'll be celebrating on Monday.
Can you share any of what you plan to talk about?
I can. In fact, I have addressed my talk, Speaking the Whole Truth.
Okay.
And so I will be talking about that in connection with the life of Dr. King. To give you one example, Dr. King, in a lot of the social studies textbooks that kids read all over the country have this sentence, quote, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a great leader for black people. Now, when I first read that, I thought to myself, what nonsense. How can you restrict his leadership to one small segment of the population? Black people only make up about 7% of this entire population. He actually spoke to the entire nation. The issues impacted all people in this country, not just black people. When you legally and customarily treat people differently based on your desire to segregate, that means everybody is involved because everybody has to participate. So King's message was not just to black people. In fact, you might go as far as to say that it was mainly for white people, because they were the ones who seemingly had no interest at all in figuring out, one, is there a problem, and what the problem is, and how do we resolve the problem.
So it sounds like what I'm hearing you say is that we need to change the narrative, and we need to be having more conversation of the realities of what this whole experience has been like for many, many decades.
Absolutely. At least we should do that.
We look forward to your speech, which we just got a sneak peek of. Speak the Whole Truth. Dr. Terrence J. Roberts will be the keynote speaker at Eastern Michigan University as part of their Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration Monday, January 20th. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure.